One of the highlights of this year's Virginia Arts Festival is a performance by the venerable Emerson String Quartet. It's part of their farewell season. On the program for their Norfolk appearance are two Beethoven quartets, the Razumovsky No. 2 and the great Opus 130 with the Grosse Fuge finale. I had the privilege of speaking with the violist of the Emerson Quartet, Lawrence Dutton, about these two works. I asked him to compare the middle and late quartets that will be performed.
I would say what you get from Beethoven is that when he got to the Razumovskis, to the Opus 59, he changed the whole soundscape with 59-1 and became symphonic in a way that nobody else had ever done prior. And they're massive, massive works, and they really take us to a different place. By the time he got to the late quartets, he could do anything. And in many ways, he was even freer with his forms and everything with, you know, and he went to extremes, obviously, with the Grosse Fuge, writing, you know, this incredible double fugue. That's crazy. You know, it's still hard to hear. I mean, I think there's a famous quote from Arnold Schoenberg saying, well, if you think my music is contemporary, you should put the Grosse Fuge on the same program as my first string quartet.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you'll hear what a contemporary music piece is. He pushed it so far, Beethoven, and he took it really to the 20th century. And it took another genius to come along and develop new sounds for the quartet, and that would be Bartok. Everybody struggled after Beethoven, all the great romantic composers like Brahms and Schumann and Mendelssohn, and Schubert was very influenced by Beethoven. 59 sort of changed the game, changed the whole soundscape of string quartets, and then the late quartets just take it to a place.
About the fugue, does that make logical sense to you, the musician, when you play the Opus 130, or does the alternate work better?
Well, that's interesting. It's funny. When it was first played, Beethoven wasn't even in the room, wasn't even in the hall. Apparently, he was over, like, at a tavern across the street or something, you know.
That's about right, yeah.
It's about right. And he was getting reports from his, I guess, I don't know if it was students or, you know, friends of his came over and said, oh, they love, you know, the dance movement, they love the cavatina. But and then he said, well, what about the fugue, you know? I said, well, the audience is, you know, they didn't get it. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think, which is amazing, that his publisher actually asked him to write a alternate finale.
Yeah.
An alternate finishing movement, which is incredible from him that he would have actually condescended to do that. But I think he did not want, I think he loved the cavatina so much that he wanted to make sure that people would hear that, because that's one of the most profoundly beautiful slow movements. And so he did that, you know. And then I can tell you honestly, for a long time, traditionally, and this is going back not that long ago, the first quartet that really started to play the Grosse Fuge with the 130 was the old Juilliard quartet, Juilliard quartet doing this back in the 50s. And I think it flipped people out because most quartets always played it as a separate entity. But to me, having done it many, many times both ways, I have to say, to play a Grosse Fuge after the cavatinas is an amazing experience, because it's just, you know, it's just totally different world. But the alternate finale is very lovely. I mean, it really is quite strong, and it does work as a finishing. It just creates a whole different feeling about that, the whole Opus 130, when you play the alternate finale, because it actually sounds much more like a classical piece in
yes,
a way.
Yes.
But much easier, much more lighter in a way. The whole 130 becomes more, I don't know what the right word is, but it does seem like it harkens back to a different time.
Sort of a philosophical question. After years and years and years of playing these Beethoven late quartets. Have you gotten to the bottom of them yet?
Never. You have to work on them. It's a life project, and you never get to the end of it. You just never do. His writing challenged the players of his time, and it continues to challenge the players of this time.
Violist of the Emerson String Quartet, Larry Dutton, talking about the Beethoven quartets that will be performed at the Virginia Arts Festival concert by the Emersons as part of their farewell tour after more than 40 years of public performance.